Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan.
So we are on our exciting journey to become better wine tasters, and Food and Wine, October 2012, had a very interesting series of exercises where they're taking non-wine articles and trying to get you familiar with the same flavors and tastes that are in wines. And in fact, we talk about aromas and flavors today.
Serious wine tasters and people in the profession refer to something as an aroma wheel, and that will give you language to talk about the scents and the flavors in wines. And although wine tasting is really pretty subjective, there are things that sometimes jump out at you. And I've seen people have these aha moments where they say, oh yeah, grapefruit. Mm-hmm. I do taste grapefruit in Sauvignon Blanc.
What excites me first about this exercise is you have to do it blindfolded.
Yes, and with someone you love.
Exactly so.
Or someone you trust, at least.
So the idea is that the person you love and trust is going to put a number of different items in front of you, and you are blindfolded, and you are supposed to smell them.
Correct. You want to assemble lychee, pencil shavings, mushrooms, bacon, a rock, sage, raspberries, cassis, lime zest, and orange blossom water.
That's an amazing palette of things to smell.
An esoteric group.
And so these also match with various wines.
Correct. As Food and Wine points out, aroma accounts for the majority of our taste anyway. You know, anytime you've had a cold, you know that you can't taste anything except maybe salsa and, if you're me, bourbon. Part of the wine tasting experience is the scent of the wine as well as the taste of the wine, even if you're not making the big swirl and sniff production of it. So really, this exercise is just first smelling all these objects to get that sort of flavor profile in your head. The next part of the exercise is to try 10 wines. And again, this is an investment if you want to do this at home. And maybe you want to break it down into groups of four. They offer four floral wines and then six fruity to savory wines. You could break this up anyway. Begin with a Loire Cabernet Franc, which would be much different from a California Cabernet Franc. So you really do want something from Chinon or Saumur. You want a Loire Cabernet Franc. A Moscato d'Asti, an Australian Riesling, Gewürztraminer, Zinfandel, a California Cabernet Blend, Red Burgundy, Côte Rôti, a German Riesling, and a Left Bank Bordeaux. Again, this is an investment, but each of these wines are going to yield one of the specific flavors that you've just sniffed. You may want to taste to see if you can find that scent. You may be afraid that that's going to affect your judgment, and you might want to just try them and see if you come up with the right pairing.
I think this would be a lot of fun to do at home, and I think it would be a great thing for a party. And I think also people are going to perceive these differently because we all perceive scent very, very differently.
Absolutely. I wanted to point out that these are not the only ways to experience these flavors, and you may get entirely different sensations from this.
For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.